Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman member by Ram Goldar, and today Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Ches, the seventh parak, Arba Misos. The Zichud Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichud Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, in a braisa, Tanaim debate which arayos are forbidden to a ben Noach. Based on the pasuk, Al ken yazov ish es aviv ves imo. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother, and so on. Rav Eliezer says, Aviv refers to relations with Achus Aviv, his father's sister, and Imo refers to Achus Imo, his mother's sister. His own sister is certainly also prohibited. The Gemara later proves that a father's paternal sister is permitted, and only a father's maternal sister is prohibited. Rabbi Akiva says Aviv refers to Eshus Aviv, his father's wife, and Imo refers to Imo Mamish, his literal mother. Additional drushes prohibit relations with a male, a married woman, and an animal. The Rabbi Akiva forbids to a ben Noach all relations which carry the death penalty for Yisrael, like a father's wife or mother, including relatives through marriage. Rabbi Eliezer holds even relations which carry a karis penalty, like an aunt, are forbidden, but not those related through marriage. On Amud Beis, Rabbi Huna permits a ben Noach to his own daughter and asserts that only the specific relations prohibited by the pasuk we just mentioned are forbidden, and we do not make logical extensions to others. Point number two, Rabbi Chanina said that an idolater who strikes a Yisrael is liable to death, as we find that Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri who struck a Yisrael. He also said, HaSoter lo shel Yisrael, one who slaps the jaw of a Yisrael, Ki'il soter lo shel Shechina, it's as if he slaps the jaw of the Shechina. Reish Lakish says, HaMagbi yado al chaver, one who raises his hand over his fellow, Afo Pisho Hikau, even if he did not actually hit him, Nikra Rasha, is called wicked. Because although Moshe said, Lama Sakhere Echo, why will you strike your fellow? Not why did you strike? The Pasuk still calls him a Rasha. Amorim make additional comments about one who raises his hand against someone. He's called a Chota, a sinner, Tikatzetz Yado. His hand should be cut off, and he has no remedy but burial. Rav Huna actually ruled to cut off the hand of someone who regularly struck people as a fine. And point number three, Reish Lakish said, Ovid kochavim sheshavas chayv misa, an idolater who rested from work for an entire day is liable to death because the pasuk says, v'yom v'laylo yishbosu, day and night they shall not cease, which he darshans to refer to work of a ben Noach, and hazar shalahen zohi misasan, a warning for ben Noach is enough to incur their death for violations. Ravina says, this is not only true for a ben Noach, who rests from work for religious reasons, for example on Shabbos or on Sunday, like other religions, but even applies to a ben Noach who does not work on Monday or any day. The Gemara asks why this prohibition was not counted among the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and answers that we only counted Shava Al Tase, negative prohibitions requiring him to sit and not do something, and did not count Kumva Ase, mitzvahs to actively get up and do something, in this case work. Although dinim is a positive commandment to enforce laws, it also includes a negative prohibition not to judge corruptly. So once again, the three points are, number one, in a braisa, Tanaim debate, which arayos are forbidden to a ben Noach, based on the pasuk, Al ken yazov ish es aviv es imo, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother, and so on. Rabbi Eliezer says that aviv refers to relations with Achus aviv, his father's sister, and imo refers to Achus imo, his mother's sister. His own sister is certainly also prohibited. The Gemara later proves that a father's paternal sister is permitted, and only a father's maternal sister is prohibited. Rabbi Akiva says aviv refers to Eshus aviv, his father's wife, and Imo refers to Imo Mamish, his literal mother. Additional drushes prohibit relations with a male, a married woman, and an animal. The Rabbi Akiva forbids to a ben Noach all relations which carry the death penalty for Yisrael, like a father's wife or mother, including relatives through marriage. Rabbi Eliezer holds even relations which carry a karis penalty, like an aunt, are forbidden, but not those related through marriage. On Amud Beis, Rabbi Huna permits a ben Noach to his own daughter and asserts that only the specific relations prohibited by the pasuk we just mentioned are forbidden, and we do not make logical extensions to others. Point number two, Rabbi Chanina said that an idolater who strikes a Yisrael is liable to death, as we find that Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri who struck a Yisrael. He also said, HaSoter lo shel Yisrael, one who slaps the jaw of a Yisrael, Ki'il soter lo shel Shechina, it's as if he slaps the jaw of the Shechina. Reish Lakish says, HaMagbi yado al chaver, one who raises his hand over his fellow, Afo Pisho Hikau, even if he did not actually hit him, Nikra Rasha, is called wicked. Because although Moshe said, Lama Sakhere Echo, why will you strike your fellow? Not why did you strike? The pasuk still calls him a Rasha. Amorim make additional comments about one who raises his hand against someone. He's called a Chota, a sinner, Tikatzetz Yado. His hand should be cut off, and he has no remedy but burial. Rav Huna actually ruled to cut off the hand of someone who regularly struck people as a fine. And point number three, Reish Lakish said, Ovid Kochabim Sheshavas Chayv Misa, an idolater who rested from work for an entire day is liable to death because the Pasuk says, V'yom v'laylo yishbosu, day and night they shall not cease, which he darshans to refer to work of a ben Noach, and Hazar Shalahen Zoy Misasan, a warning for ben Noach is enough to incur their death for violations. Ravina says, this is not only true for a ben Noach, who rests from work for religious reasons, for example on Shabbos or on Sunday, like other religions, but even applies to a ben Noach who does not work on Monday or any day. The Gemara asks why this prohibition was not counted among the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and answers that we only counted Shava Al Tase, negative prohibitions requiring him to sit and not do something, and did not count Kumva Ase, mitzvahs to actively get up and do something, in this case work. Although dinim is a positive commandment to enforce laws, it also includes a negative prohibition not to judge corruptly. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Nun Ches, and our standard siman is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, not to be confused with the biblical Noach. So here goes. The ben Noach, who took leave of his father and mother and all his forbidden arayos to go and visit a zoo, saw Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, escort a rush out of the park for raising his hand against another guest, and decided to go to the non-Jewish zoo next door, where the employees work 7 days a week, to avoid Misa. Once again, slow motion. The ben Noach, who took leave of his father and mother and all his forbidden arayos to go and visit a zoo, saw Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper? That must be more on Daf Nun Ches. The ben Noach, who took leave of his father and mother and all his forbidden arayos, which reminds us, in a braisa, Tanaim debate which arayos were forbidden to a ben Noach, based on the pasuk, Al ken yazov ish es avi ves imo, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother. So the ben Noach, who took leave of his father and mother and all his forbidden arayos, to go and visit a zoo, saw Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, escort a rasha out of the park for raising his hand against another guest. Which reminds us, Reish Lakish says, a magbi yadu al chaver, one who raises his hand over his fellow, afo pisho yikau, even if he did not actually hit him, nikra rasha, is called wicked, because although Moshe said, lama sakera echa, why will you strike your fellow, not why did you strike, the pasuk still calls him a rasha. So the ben Noach, who took leave of his father and mother and all his forbidden arayos, to go and visit a zoo, saw Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, escort a rush out of the park for raising his hand against another guest, and decide to go to the non-Jewish zoo next door, where the employees work 7 days a week to avoid Misa, which reminds us, Reish Lakish said, Ovid Kochavim Sheshavas Chayv Misa, an idolater who rested from work for an entire day, is liable to death because the pasuk says, V'yom v'laylo yishbosu, day and night they shall not cease, which he darshans to refer to work of a ben Noach, and Hazar Shalahen Zohi Misasan, a warning for B'nai Noach is enough to incur their death for violations. So once again, the ben Noach, who took leave of his father and mother and all his forbidden arayos, to go and visit a zoo, saw Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, escort a rush out of the park for raising his hand against another guest, and decided to go to the non-Jewish zoo next door, where the employees work 7 days a week, to avoid Misa. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach Hazara. Daf Nun Dalet. So the simmer Daf Nun Dalet is noodles, and we often use a pasta chef in the simmer. So here goes. The pasta chef who couldn't make his meat and noodle dish. Pasta chef? Noodle dish? That must be on Daf Nun Dalet. The pasta chef who couldn't make his meat and noodle dish when the cow he was going to use was being killed for being a tekala. And a kala, which reminds me, we learned that a behema with whom someone had relations is killed because of two reasons, tekala, stumbling, and kalon, disgrace. So the pasta chef who couldn't make his meat and noodle dish when the cow he was going to use was killed for being a tekala. And a kalon was busy preparing a par pasta dish as the last meal for a shochev and nishkav, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the azaros for a shochev and nishkav of mishkav zachar. So the pasta chef who couldn't make his meat and noodle dish when the cow he was going to use was killed for being a tekala and kalon was busy preparing a par pasta dish as the last meal for a shochev and nishkav when his assistant ran in and told him to cancel the order since the nishkav was under 9, which reminds the Gemara discusses the minimum age which is considered for mishkav zachar. Rav says he must be at least 9 years old because he holds called the eitz b'shochev, eitz b'nishkav. Whoever is capable of being a shochev, committing the act, is capable of being a nishkav, submitting to the act. Since the relations of a male under the age of 9 are not legally relations, this age would not constitute mishkav zachar when he's a nishkav either. Shmuel says one is even liable for mishkav zachar with a male who is 3 years old. He derives the minimum age from the phrase mishkavei isha, as one lies with a woman, and a woman is capable of halachically significant relations at age 3. Daf Nun Hei, so the Simmer Daf Nun Hei is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. It was a slow and very strange day on the highway with the speed limit signs of 55. Speed limit signs of 55? That must be on Duff. Nun hey. It was a slow and very strange day on the highway with speed limit signs of 55 when a goy crossing over leading us to Kalakal, which reminds us, Rav Sheshes was asked, Ovid kochavim haba'al behema, if an idolater had relations with an animal, is the animal stoned? To call a kalmbein, do we require both the stumbling and the disgrace to stone the animal? And here there's only tekala, since such relations are also prohibited to an idolater, but no disgrace, since such activity is common to idolaters, so the animal would not be killed. Or tekala, afopisha, and kalon, stumbling is sufficient to kill it, even though there is no disgrace. So it was a slow and very strange day on the highway with speed limit signs of 55 when a goy crossing over leading his tekala cow passed a shogeg Jew leading his kalon cow, which reminds us, Rav Hamnuna asks about this case. Yisrael abal behema b'shogeg. If Yisrael mistakenly had relations with an animal, is the animal stoned? Tekala v'kalon be'in. Do we require both the stumbling and the disgrace for it to be killed? And since here there is only disgrace of the act, but no tekala, since it was unintentional, the animal would not be killed. Or kalon afopisha ein tekala. Is disgrace sufficient to stone the animal, even though there is no stumbling? So it was a slow and very strange day on the highway with speed limit signs of 55 when a goy crossing over leading his tekala cow passed a shogeg Jew leading his kalon cow, while a little girl sat and cried on the side of the road over the killing of her tekala, the kalon cow, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the case of a katana intentionally having relations with behema and it being a case of tekala, the kalon. Daf nun vav. So the simmer daf nun vav is a shusher in shul going, nu nu, nu nu. So here goes. The shusher, shusher, that must be learned off. Nun vav, nu nu. The shusher was sent out of basin when the one aide was about to repeat explicitly what he heard a Megadif actually said, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Karcha says that the aidim from Megadif are examined using a substitute for Hashem's name. For example, if the Megadif said, Yaki Yosi es Yosi, may Yosi strike Yosi, Yosi being a substitute for Hashem's name to avoid expressing the curse themselves. Since they cannot execute based on such testimony, if they vote to convict, everyone is sent out of the room, and the most important witness is told to explicitly say what he heard, whereupon the judges stand up and tear their clothing. The other witnesses say, Afani kamohu, I also heard as he did, but do not repeat the blasphemy. So the shusher was sent out of basin when the one aide was about to repeat explicitly what he heard a Megadif actually said. Got his chance to go, nu, nu, when he heard a Gentile about to curse with a kinui, which reminds us, a Braisa darshans the phrase ish, ish, any man who curses, with rabos es ha'ovde kochavim, to include idolaters, shemuzarin al birchas Hashem ki Yisrael, that they are warned in blessing, so to speak, Hashem's name, like Yisrael. Since there's another source prohibiting an idolater in Birchas Hashem, Rav Yitzchak Nafik explains that this drasha is l'rabos as a kinuim, to include subordinate names of Hashem, such as Elohim, in the prohibition, and follows Rabbi Meir's opinion that Yisrael is liable for all kinuim. So the shusher was sent out of basin when the one aide was about to repeat explicitly what he heard a Megadif actually said, got his chance to go, nu, nu, when he heard a Gentile about to curse with a kinui, who was standing in front of a huge number 7 that had the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach listed on him, which reminds us, Abraisa states, Sheva mitzvahs nistavu b'nei Noach. The descendants of Noach were commanded in 7 mitzvahs. Number 1, dinim, a court system for enforcing laws. Number 2, birchas Hashem, blessing Hashem's name. Number 3, avodah zarah. Number 4, gilui arayos. Number 5, shfichus dami, murder. Number 6, gezel. And 7, ever mina chai, eating a limb detached from a live animal. Tanaim adds several more prohibitions. Daf nun zayin. So the simmer daf nun zayin is a nose, and we use often a papa with a very long nose. So here goes. The kusi who stole a keychain doll with a long nose. Doll with a long nose? That must be on daf nun zayin. Nose. The kusi who stole a keychain doll with a long nose, worth less than a pruta, which reminds us, a braisa defines a prohibition of theft for a ben noach, stealing, robbery, or taking a married yafas toar, beken kiyotz behen, and anything similar to these types of theft are forbidden for a kusi, whom this braisa considers a Gentile, to do against another kusi or against a Yisrael, and they're executed for doing so. But a Yisrael is permitted to do so against a kusi. The Gemara asks, what is similar to robbery? And Rav Papa says it means stealing something, pachlis meshev a pruta, less than a pruta's value. So the kusi stole a keychain doll with a long nose worth less than a pruta and was sentenced to be executed by a single judge and witness with long noses, which reminds us, Rav Yaakov Bar Alcha found written in the book of Agada of Rav's Yeshiva Ben Noach Narug B'Dayin Echad. A Ben Noach is executed by one judge B'Eid Echad, and based on one witness's testimony, Shelo B'Hasra, and even for a transgression without prior warning. The judge and witness must be men, but can be his relatives. So the Kusi stole a keychain doll with a long nose worth less than a pruta, and was sentenced to be executed by a single judge and witness with long noses, warned his friend the Kusi to stay away from the Jewish Na'amarasa if he doesn't want to get skeel, which reminds us, a Ben Noach who has relations with the Jewish Na'amarasa is killed with skeel. All right, so now it's time to conclude with a pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we discuss the procedure for sreifa, for burning? That's on daf? Nun Beis. Good number two, which daf do we learn that one who raises his hand to strike someone is called a rasha? That's on daf? Nun Ches. Good number three, which daf do we learn that a Ben Noach, who has relations with a Jewish Na'amarasa, is killed with skila? That's on daf? Nun Zayin. Good number four, which daf do we learn that Nachri Sheshavas is Chayv Misa? That's on daf? Nun Ches. Good number five, which daf do we learn Rabbi Yehuda's position that a son is only Chayv for Imo if his mother was prohibited to his father with a love? That's on daf? Nun Gimel. Good number six. Which daf do we have a discussion about the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach? That's on daf? Nun Vav. Good number seven. Which daf do we learn that Ben Noach is executed with a single judge and witness? That's on daf? Nun Zayin. Good number eight. Which daf do we discuss which arayos are forbidden to a Ben Noach? That's on daf? Nun Ches. Good number nine. Which daf do we learn that Ben Noach is killed for stealing pachas from Sheva Pruta? That's on daf? Nun Zayin. Good. And number 10, which daf do we discuss the minimum age which is considered Mishkav Zachar? That's on daf? Nun Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur wishing you a great day and great learning.